KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Durban police officer found with a bank card belonging to the mother of a Durban child killed during a hijacking last month has been denied bail. 11-year-old Zara Ramsamy died after the thieves that had taken their family car drove over her while she hid underneath the vehicle outside a restaurant in Malvern. Constable Minenhle Makhaya was tasked with moving the recovered vehicle to a SAPS facility. Newswatch's Nisha Rasudhyal is at the Durban Magistrates Court.
Constable Makhaya claimed during his bail hearing that he took Mrs. Ramsamy's card from the car after mistaking it for his. He was arrested after the card was used to buy around 1,000 rand worth of liquor. Today, Magistrate Ashwin Singh questioned Makhaya's character as a police officer as he delivered his decision. He raised concerns about why Makhaya did not hand in the card once he realized it wasn't his. Singh said the officer sat with the bank card for almost a month, making his claim hard to believe. Another 272 bank cards were found at Makhaya's home when he was arrested. The court heard most of them were taken from two bank branches in KwaMashu during the July riots over 3 years ago. The magistrate found that there was merit in the state's argument that the constable could interfere with witnesses, adding he believed if released on bail, it could jeopardize the case. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The KZN Public Works Department says it's paid half of what it owes Msunduzi Municipality. The city disconnected services to the department's head offices in Pietermaritzburg on Monday over its debt. Workers had to be released early yesterday due to the situation. The department's Steve Bengu says the debt is historic.
We are owing Msunduzi a certain amount of money and we've engaged with them. We understand that we are not being singled out. The municipality undertook action and there are other departments and entities as well which are in the situation that we are. We obviously have a lot of obligations as far as our finances go. So we obviously sometimes redirect finances towards these urgent obligations. So from time to time we might fall behind.
And we are about to hear what government spending priorities are over the next 3 years. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will table his first medium-term budget policy statement under the Government of National Unity this hour. The ANC's parliamentary caucus says it expects today's budget to prioritise stimulating growth of the real economy and to create employment. DA MP Willie Oakham says they hope there will be no further bailouts for SOEs.
We need external investors to turn these organisations around. Treasury should stop to constantly be the funder of last resort to SOEs, especially Eskom, where we hope that the private sector will be allowed to compete. Our economy is throttled as a result of a non-existent freight network. The only way to solve this is to introduce third-party access to our railway lines.
The top story, the Durban police officer found with a bank card belonging to the mother of a Durban child who was killed last month during a hijacking has been denied bail. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.